GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show, and this is the Newsmakers Hour. Listeners sent us text messages, emails, phone calls, and as I told our guest on the phone just a short time ago, George, a mom took me aside at the gym and said, have you heard anything about this? Could you look into it? That's why we've got Scott Woodruff of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association on the line. He's on line three right now to talk with us on GHRT if you want to welcome him to the show, G.
Okay, Scott, good morning. Yeah, we're running into it more and more. People, because of the coronavirus epidemic across the country, people who are homeschooling, main parents may choose to do it more and more. So how is it going? What kind of road bumps are we facing?
Well, thanks for having me on the show this morning. There is a big surge in homeschooling all across the country. I was talking to some folks in Illinois, and they said that in one public school district, the enrollment for this coming fall was 25% of what it was last year.
Wow.
Another person was talking to the post office master and asking if they'd seen their postal receipt come through to indicate the school had gotten their notice of withdrawal. And he said, yeah, I saw it at the same time as I saw my own. In other words, the postmaster was pulling his kids out too. So homeschooling is no longer marginal. It's no longer fringe. It's been around and thriving for many years. The laws have been well established. There are groups out there that will help you out. So now that the public schools can't operate in their normal fashion, people are saying, yeah, I want my kids to continue learning. I want to do homeschooling.
Now, and even those that don't want to do homeschooling are getting a taste of it. We know that there is some correspondence that takes place between a homeschooling family and the Department of Education. Before we ask about some of the letters and what some say is interesting letters that they've received, tell us about the communication that must take place between a homeschooling family and the state's Department of Education.
Sure. Under state law, at the beginning of the year, a family needs to file a notice, and it needs to be filed in two places. One is with their local public school superintendent, and the other is with the Department of Education. And this notice needs to have several items in it. There are basically five items. It's pretty simple. Now, the department has waived the requirement that people file with them. So at this point in time, it is sufficient for families to file their notice only with the superintendent.
As I understand it, the obligation, obviously, is to educate the child. The curriculum, we'll talk about in a second. You have to provide you fund it yourself, and you have to provide, 175 days of instruction here in Maine?
Right, that's correct. That's not very much different than what's required in various other states around the country.
So what's been in effect for some time now, but now the pandemic, and now these, what listeners are telling us, homeschooling parents are telling us, are interesting letters that they're receiving from the Department of Education. What is different now in these letters that they're receiving in the correspondence from the Department of Education, Scott?
Right. So the Maine homeschool law has functioned smoothly for literally decades. And then all of a sudden, a little over a year ago, the Department of Education just decided on its own that it would require new stuff on this annual notice, stuff that's not required in the statute. Now, of course, the Department of Education doesn't write the laws. The legislature has that job, and they like that job. The departments don't write any laws. They just simply kind of crank out the gears and administer the laws as written. But the department took it on itself literally to create a brand new, what it called, requirement. And that requirement is that students supply their birth date and identify a particular school year. Well, that's not the law. And so when I began seeing these come across my desk, I contacted the department and I said, hey, you know, this is not required. This is not the law. Can we back off of this? And they said, no, this is what we want to happen. And so families have been getting moderately threatening letters from the department because they supposedly didn't supply a required item, which actually isn't required at all.
Can we follow up with a question?
Follow up on
and
that
so we wonder, is that just in Maine where homeschooling families have seen this additional requirement, or are you seeing it in other states in the nation, Scott?
Well, interestingly, we had the identical problem in Virginia where one school district said that if you don't give us your birth certificate, we're going to prosecute you for truancy. Now, that's not required under Virginia law. So we actually filed a lawsuit against that Virginia school district and went all the way to the Virginia Supreme Court, and the Virginia Supreme Court agreed with us. No, that's not in the law. You cannot require homeschoolers to do that.
Talking with Scott Woodruff of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and as he's just outlined, as they saw in Virginia in the past, homeschooling parents in Maine are now saying that the Department of Education in our state is requiring a little more information, but normally, as Scott points out, that's information that is designed by law. Legislature says, okay, you got to turn this over. But Scott points out that no legislative action has required this additional information. Means Department of Education is now requiring of it on its own.
What are the curriculum standards now for each grade level? Is it pretty much the same as it is in the public school?
No, it's very, very different because homeschooling is run by the parents. Parents get to pick their own books. They get to pick their own programs. Now, there are certain required subjects, and those are English language arts, math, science, social studies, physical education, health education, library skills, fine arts, and Maine studies, and also a class in computer proficiency.
Okay. Let us ask you, Scott, maybe you can red team and blue team this for us. Why would the Department of Education in Maine want this or solicit this additional information from Maine families? And why would someone feel, I'm going to use lowercase t here, why would they feel threatened by having to supply this information? What does the DOE get out of it? And why should parents be concerned about sharing it? Or why should they be concerned that they should not share it?
Right. Well, let me address your last question first, why this is a threat. Let me give you a quote from the great freedom fighter, Frederick Douglass. He said, quote, "Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they are resisted," unquote. All right, let me apply that to Maine. So if Maine families go, oh, gee, well, the birth date isn't required, but I guess I'll just quietly do it anyway, then that is the exact level of injustice that will be imposed upon them. We have a right to insist that the department follow the law, because you know what? They insist that we follow the law. It's part of a broader social compact that citizens expect their government to obey the law, and the government expects the citizens to obey the law. And the Maine Department of Education has broken that compact by demanding that its citizens do something that is not in the law. And it is incredibly important that citizens graciously, politely, firmly say no. We are keeping our end of the bargain by us complying with the law. We insist that you keep your end of the bargain and you comply with the law. And we will not give you this because it's not in the law.
Well, as we go through this current upswing in homeschooling, the numbers are, I don't have current numbers. My understanding was going into the year, there were about 6,000 students in Maine who were being homeschooled. Those are loose numbers, but that's what we were told. Most of the places I've talked to so far, and this is anecdotal, about 85% of the kids are still going to school. About 15% are opting out. What are the numbers you're seeing here in Maine?
I don't have figures for Maine, but as I look across the nation, we're seeing increases of 15, 20, 25% on a state level. So I think that the increase that you've commented on is not atypical from around the country.
Scott, I want to pivot back to a question that I had before the one you just answered. Why does the DOE want this? This is where I'm asking you to red team it. Why would they want this?
What I really think is that they want this because they have a space to fill in their new online database they created. I think they created a big database. They created an online way to file your notice. And whoever was developing this program put in a blank for birth date and school year, and they've decided that now that's required. Now, what they're saying is, we have to know your child's birth date so we know if your child is, quote, eligible, unquote, for homeschooling. Well, that's nonsense. There's no concept of being eligible at all. A family can file a notice of intent. They've complied with the law. No one has to establish eligibility. The law worked fine for decades without anyone submitting their birth date, without anyone convincing the department that they're eligible. It's basically nonsense.
So I have no experience at all with homeschooling, although I met with someone this weekend who was homeschooling his kids, and he was homeschooled, graduated from college, by the way. Is there any way that the people who decide to homeschool have to be approved? I mean, some people are good at it. I think Rick here, my co-
Don't even take me down that
my
road.
My co-host was quite
adept at it. Last autumn was the most miserable months of my life.
Do you have to be approved? Do you have to have any background?
Let me kind of make a distinction between approval and a simple notice. A notice is unilateral. A notice is accomplished by just like, you know, nailing a letter to a door or putting a post up in your yard or getting something in the mail. Notice just means, I told you, blah, blah, blah. It's a totally unilateral action. And many states, Virginia, Maine, others, have a notice law where the family simply notifies the relevant authority and they're done. The concept of approval is very, very different. That means you have to ask us for something. You have to request approval. You have to apply for approval. And as of right now, there are only two states left in America with an approval system, and they are causing constant headaches. I mean, constant consternation, turmoil, controversy. Those states are Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Many years ago, there were other states that had an approval requirement, but they proved so unwieldy, so contentious, caused so much friction that the legislatures eventually changed those to a simple notice.
Scott, listener wants us to squeeze in a last question, a reminder. I think you alluded to it earlier. For those Maine homeschooling families that do not provide the information that the Department of Education is now asking for, what do they risk as a consequence, even as we wait to see this legal battle play itself out?
So, as I said, this has been going on for over a year now, and many, many families are following the guidance that HSLDA has offered. Not one family has been prosecuted or otherwise been the subject of adverse legal action. So my impression is that the department is trying to huff and puff and intimidate people, act like a common bully, but neither the department nor any school system is actually going to cross the line and try to take any legal action. Now, what they're threatening to do is really silly. Like, they're saying, we won't recognize your attendance unless you give us the child's birth date. We won't acknowledge your homeschool program unless you give us this stuff. Well, that's silly. We don't need their acknowledgement. We don't need their recognition. They're telling us they won't do stuff that they have no power to do and that we don't need. So it's a lot of baloney, but people are nervous and jittery and anxious because, you know what? It makes normal, good-hearted, law-abiding citizens uncomfortable when a government agency makes a demand, but the citizen thinks the right answer is no.
Scott, if this thing goes to a legal action in the state of Maine, would you do us a favor? Would you let us know so we can let our listeners know?
If it ever happens?
Yes.
Yeah, sure, but don't hold your breath.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.